For most of us, summer ends on Labor Day weekend. Pools close, in some cases kids go back to school then. It seems to be the time to get back to work in a serious way. But one travel professional thinks Labor Day should fall on the third week of September. With today's Travel Minute from RM World Travel, I'm Rudy Maxa. The holiday grew out of an era of labor unrest, when kids still worked in factories and dads worked 6 days a week. At the urging of labor movement leaders, Congress created Labor Day way back in 1894. Now, Renee Mack, president of a travel PR and strategic planning company called Perceptur, thinks Congress picked the wrong date. For almost all of America, it's hardly the end of summer. It's still plenty hot, even here in Minnesota where I live. More importantly, Mack says, we're inflicting a massive economic wound on our nation. According to the U.S. Travel Association, spending by resident and international travelers in the U.S. averages $2.8 billion a day. If we extended summer, so to speak, by two more weeks, that would translate into an extra $39 billion in direct spending, not including trickle-down benefits to people and businesses not in the travel sector. I say extend summer. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.